Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Melissa. Do you worry about the future? Perhaps when you imagine what's coming next, you see loneliness like a barren desert. Or maybe the future looks full of work and responsibilities, like a city street with bumper-to-bumper traffic. Take a deep breath. Let your body and heart settle. The psalmist invites you today to envision a different future. Those who commit to the Lord do not have to fear what is ahead. Trust in the Lord and do good. The psalmist says in Psalm 37:3, dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. When you trust in God, your whole landscape changes. Even if the actual circumstances of your life remain the same, your trust in a good God to provide for you changes the way you walk through life. The mental traffic of work and worry can subside, or the empty desert may suddenly seem to bloom, and you can breathe again. Consider what it might look like for you to trust in the Lord. Choose to do good and to practice faithfulness. As you do, you may find that your future looks like safe green pastures. Pause for a moment to reflect upon God's faithfulness to you. God invites you to trust in Him and to learn how to dwell rightly in the land He's given you. Father, today I want to practice trusting in You. Help me to obey Your commands and to learn to be faithful. Help me to understand what it means to dwell in the land You've given me. Give me eyes that can see my life rightly and a heart that trusts You completely. Thank You for Your loving provision. Thank You for promising to bring justice to the wicked. And thank You for Your mercy to those who place their trust in You. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a moment to check in with your body. Are there points of tension or stress anywhere? As you breathe in deeply, let that breath go straight to the points of stress, and then exhale the tension. As you listen to your body, listen also to your spirit. Are there sins that you need to confess to God? Take a moment to ask the Spirit to show you any sins that you need to confess. Jesus was human, like you, but without sin. Because of his sacrifice on the cross, his death and resurrection, you are forgiven of your sins, reconciled with God, and indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Listen now to Psalm 37:3 in the English Standard Version. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. As I read that again, listen carefully for one word or phrase to meditate on. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. What stood out to you in that verse? Take a few moments and ask God to speak to you about it. Dwell and befriend are words that suggest something that lasts, not something temporary. The psalmist asks you to put down roots in the land God has given you, to dwell in it. And the psalmist asks you to become comfortably acquainted with faithfulness. Is living faithfully before God something that feels strange and unfamiliar to you? Or something that feels as easy as a long-standing friendship? Consider that question now in a few moments of silence. Listen again to Psalm 37:3 in the Amplified Bible. Trust, rely on and have confidence in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness. Let me read that again. Trust, rely on and have confidence in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness. We are to do good and dwell in the land, but it's not our work that ensures our security. It is God who feeds us with his faithfulness. Do you tend to focus more on doing good or on receiving God's provision? Both working and trusting are part of following God. If you struggle with one of these areas, working obediently, trusting in God's provision, ask God to help you with that now. Thank you. Listen one last time to Psalm 37:3 in the Living Bible. Trust in the Lord instead. Be kind and good to others. Then you will live safely here in the land and prosper, feeding in safety. The previous two verses tell us to never envy the wicked. Soon they will fade away like grass and disappear. And then, trust. Imagine your life as a landscape. Perhaps it's filled with craggy mountains, or dry like a desert, or crowded with too many buildings. Consider that this is the land God has given you to dwell in. As you look around you, can you see evidence of that? Where do you see God in the landscape of your life? God asks you to dwell in this land, to put roots down, to drink deeply from the streams He has placed here, and to enjoy the fruits and vegetables that grow. God also asks you to cultivate this land. You can cultivate it by being kind and good to others. Obeying God is like planting seeds in the land He's given you, seeds that will grow with His help. What is God asking you to plant today? As you dwell in and cultivate the land He's given you, God will bless your work. He will bring refreshing rains and warm sunshine. He'll make the seeds grow and faithfully provide what you need to feed on. He knows what you need. But He also knows what you love. He wants to give you good gifts. What grows in the garden you share with God? Imagine God walking through the garden with you. Perhaps He invites you to rest and feed on His provision. Or perhaps He invites you to plant something new, to practice obedience. Where does God want something new to grow in your life? Father, thank you for giving me this land to dwell in. Thank you for teaching me to obey you, to practice kindness, and to cultivate what you've given me. Thank you for promising to provide for me faithfully. Today, please give me eyes that can see my life rightly and a heart that trusts you completely. Help me to see others around me and to be a part of your provision for them. Have mercy on me as I put my trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Your God is a good God, always merciful and kind. Put your trust in this good God to provide for all your needs as you follow Him. Until next time, May you abide in Christ.